It was a good week for Arcata High basketball as both the girls and boys teams took big steps towards a Big Five championship. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mudder News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school basketball news from around the county, as well as updates on local college basketball, some college football news, and why it was a good week for one local wrestling team. But first up, the Arcata Tigers took over top spot in the Big Five standings in both boys and girls basketball as we head into the second half of the conference schedule. The Arcata boys faced off against rival McKinleyville last Friday night with the Big Five lead on the line, and they rolled to a comfortable 61-47 victory. The Tigers followed that with an even bigger win over Eureka on Wednesday night, scoring a season high in points in a 77-43 win. With the two victories, the Tigers improved to 4-0 in the Big Five and are now in sole possession of the conference lead halfway through the Big Five schedule. The loss for the Panthers drops them to 3-1 in conference play. The two Big Five frontrunners will face off a second time at McKinleyville High School on February the 4th in a game that will likely decide the fate of this year's championship. The rivalry game did not disappoint, at least in terms of atmosphere, with a packed house showing up at Arcata High for what has become one of the best matchups in HDNL sports in recent years. In other Big Five games this past week, the Eureka boys defeated Fortuna 60-57 on Friday night to keep their Dick Nicolai tournament hopes alive. The top three teams in the final conference standings will advance to next month's HDNL postseason tournament. The Huskies lost another close game on Wednesday, falling 48-47. To Del Norte. Fortuna remains winless in conference play at 0-4, while Eureka is 2-2 and Del Norte is now 1-3. On Wednesday night, the Panthers bounced back from their loss to Arcata with a 45-39 win over St. Bernard's in a wild and back-and-forth non-conference showdown at McKinleyville High School. The home team started the stronger of the two schools and opened up a 21-0 lead while holding the visitors scoreless for the opening 12 minutes. However, the Crusaders would come storming back with a 13-0 run of their own, and they dominated the third quarter to lead by 7 going into the fourth. But the momentum would switch hands again, and the Panthers closed out the stronger of the two teams to secure a wild and hard-earned victory. The loss for the Crusaders ended a 5-game winning streak, which included an 85-62 win over South Fork in Little Four action last Friday. Also in the L4 on Friday, Ferndale defeated Hoopa 67-58 in overtime. St. Bernard's leads the Little Four standings with a record of 2-0, followed by Ferndale and Hoopa, each of which is 1-1, with South Fork 0-2. Conference action for the boys' teams continues on Friday night, with Ferndale travelling to South Fork, St. Bernard's playing at Hoopa, Arcata at Del Norte, and McKinleyville at Eureka. It was also a good week for the Arcata girls, who took over sole possession of top spot in the Big Five standings with a statement come-from-behind win at Eureka on Tuesday. The Arcata girls trailed by 13 points early in the second half, but came storming back with a 16-0 run and held on late for a 52-45 victory. The Tigers also defeated Del Norte 61-43 on Thursday night and are now 5-0 in conference play. Tuesday's loss for the Loggers was their first in the Big Five in 2 years. They would, however, bounce back to defeat McKinleyville 42-38 in a close game on Thursday night that went right down to the wire, and they are now 4-1 in the Big Five. The Tigers and Loggers will play again on the final day of conference play at Arcata High School on February the 7th in a game that will likely decide this year's championship. Also in Big Five girls action this week, Del Norte defeated Fortuna 49-42 on Tuesday. McKinleyville is now 2-3 in conference play, while Del Norte is 1-4 and Fortuna is 0-4. In Little Four girls action, St. Bernard's improved to 3-0 with a 68-28 win over Hoopa on Thursday. The high-flying SB girls are now 20-1 on the season. Ferndale is second in the conference standings with a record of 2-1 after a comfortable 53 3-14 win over South Fork on Thursday, while the Warriors are 1-2 and the Cubs are now 0-3. In local college basketball this past week, the College of the Redwoods and Cal Poly Humboldt men's teams both won games. The CR men defeated Siskiyou 89-75 on Saturday and followed that with a 96-85 win at Feather River on Thursday to go to 3-1 in the Golden Valley Conference. The Lumberjacks won 65-56 at Cal State San Marcos on Saturday and followed that with an 84-78 win at home against Cal State Los Angeles on Thursday. The Jacks are now 5-6 in conference. The CR women fell 73-70 to Siskiyou on Saturday and dropped to 0-3 in conference play, while the Cal Poly Humboldt women lost 70-60 to San Marcos on Saturday and 55-52 to Los Angeles on Thursday, dropping to 4-7 in conference. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods announced this week that 10 Corsairs are moving on to play at four-year programs after leading the local community college to a second straight bowl game win last month. That group includes former St. Bernard's Crusader Perry Bailey, a defensive lineman who will play at Division II Colorado Mesa, as well as cornerback Jimmy Fombie, who is taking his talents to Division I University of San Diego. And finally this week, in local wrestling, the Cal Poly Humboldt men's team enjoyed its biggest win of the season after the team returned to action this year for the first time in more than three decades. Last weekend, the Jacks traveled to wrestle the Colorado School of Mines, the number 16 team in the nation, and won by a score of 25-19. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.